Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Together, which is a lot because we all work together daily. Nick says something mean about Mac, and then Mac, you know, Mac has started to fight back though. And so I was wondering if
dropping the gloves, Mac. Okay.
Well, Mac has become awakened to the idea that maybe, just maybe, there is a feud going on between the two of you, which I find interesting.
I mean, there's just been a few extra shots the last few days. That's the only thing.
Okay.
I was gonna say I listened last week, Mac, when I think it was on Friday before you left for your trip. Where it was like JP was just very like, hey, I think it's cool you're trying to go on this trip, and then Nick was just like ragging on you the whole time, and I was
apparently a 4.5-hour drive with me is just the worst thing on the planet, so I don't know.
Maybe that was the impetus of this. I don't know what happened. You guys were buddy buddy, and then and I was just like, oh man, it's a lot of shots taken at you. And then all of a sudden, the past week or so, it's like the
floodgates have been opened. I don't know. I don't know what to say.
I guess so. When I'm in for Nick leading the show for an entire week that he's off with his trip with the Cabin Boys, should we just do an every day, just say nice things about Mac Day? Like we just come
that's
in and we just have to say something nice about Mac to build him back up. Is that what has to happen?
You know
here?
See, here's the thing, though, is that if Nick knows about that, though, then when he comes back, it's going to be cranked up to 11, though. That's
also
the only thing.
Can I say
this? He's going to boomerang that right back.
Doesn't Nick, isn't part of the bit with the morning show that he makes fun of Ken for being like too mean to Mitch? But then he's been very mean to you lately, Mac. I don't understand what's going on there.
I don't know. I don't know if it's his commitment to that bit. I don't know what it is.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens tomorrow now, okay? See what happens tomorrow.
I'm sure we just made it worse.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't help. I'll tell you that right now. We didn't help. He does so much for you. You know, he guides you throughout this industry. He's taking you under his wing. I think at certain points he's offered you extra food that he has. Now, it's food he doesn't want to eat anymore, but like he's offered it to you, and this is how you repay him.
Which that is a rarity in and of itself.
And this is how you repay him. Not even here to defend himself. I got your back, Nick. I don't know about everyone else around this part, but I got your back. But I like that he's awakened to it all, though.
You can only get kicked for so long, JP. And then at some point, you got to get up.
For a while.
Fight for yourself.
It's like an abusive relationship, but he's happy with it.
It's like Shador Sanders. Like, he's going with the flow right now, but at some point, he's going to stand up for himself and say this quarterback job is mine.
I hope he will. So today, the NFL needed 24 votes to ban the tush push, only got 22. The 10 teams that voted against the tush push ban, the Browns were one of them. And I went through the list, and then I cross-checked it with the schedule that the Eagles have, because I'm like, wait, there's no way any of these teams are, playing the Eagles this year. Like if you're playing the Eagles this year and you vote to go ahead and keep the tush push alive, you're just an idiot. You're just dumb. Well, you're giving them 1st and 9 every single series that they have. They're playing with 9 yards while you're playing with 10. And I did see that the Lions were one of the 10 teams. And the only team that's on that list, the Lions do in fact play the Eagles this year. And so I think it's just monumentally stupid on their behalf. Why did they do this? Why did they give themselves a massive disadvantage for the upcoming season?
I think Nick Sirianni just has his allies, and I'm assuming that Dan Campbell and the Lions must be one of them. Because even Kevin Stefanski, at the owners' meetings, he made a joke. I forget exactly what he said, But it was something along the lines of like, yeah, you know, Nick can thank me for being one of the people who's taken a stand on it. Like he was okay with it staying. So
that's what made this no shock at all. I'm going to Daryl Ryder this one. Daryl's going to join us at 6 o'clock tonight. No surprise at all that the Browns were on this list because the association that Andrew Berry and Howie Roseman have together, it was always going to be this way. Like all we found out today is which teams are in bed with the Eagles, which teams like the Eagles, and that's it. I personally don't like the tush push at all. I think it's a dumb football play. I think it should be banned. I think it's horrible television, and that's my number one reason for not liking it. So, it's not that it gives them an inherent massive advantage, which it does. It's more that when I watch that as a football play, if it's second and one, I know what the play is going to. If it's fourth and one, I know what the play is going to be, and the game is no longer then interesting to me because I know they're going to convert it because they always do.
So listen, I'm okay with it as a play. I think, like, I'm always one of these people. I said the same thing about the shift in baseball. Like, if you don't like the shift, you don't just get rid of it because you can't figure out how to hit against it. You find a way to hit against
it.
But not
getting hits turned into really bad baseball.
True.
Like you needed a hat for the protection of the game and the interest of the game. We had to make sure that when you hit the ball hard, you got rewarded.
So what I will give you is that, like, from an entertainment standpoint, I get why people watch this and they're like, this is the least entertaining play ever. Like, I don't want to see
it's bad television.
I don't want to see a play that's always going to get converted. I will give you that. But my problem also is, first of all, I'm fine with it staying, but I think that the argument against it is what did the Packers no favors here. Because there is quite literally zero evidence, none anywhere, that this causes more injuries.
There is none.
And so I think the Packers look like a bunch of crybabies by being the ones who are like coming to the table with this and they're like, oh, it's just so unfair and everyone's getting hurt from it. Find me the evidence that people are getting hurt from doing the tush push, and then maybe you have a case. But the NFL for years tried to like brush the player safety thing under the rug. You can't now just like loosely use player safety as the reason for you're going to get rid of any kind of rule that you're trying to enforce at any sort of juncture. If you don't like the play because you think it's boring or whatever, you think it's unfair, then just say you think it's unfair and you should get rid of it. That's like, just come out and say it.
And that's what I'm saying.
Don't beat around the bush. Yeah, exactly. But don't beat around the bush with it. To come out and make it this whole thing about player safety was just stupid.
Yeah, I agree
and
with that.
Now the Packers just look like a bunch of crybabies. If they're just mad they can't stop it. So find a way to stop it or find a way to replicate it. If it's such a detrimental play that's so bad for football, why can't anybody else do it the way the Eagles do?
What I think is funny is looking at this list of teams that that voted against the tush push ban.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What two teams do this a ton? It's the Eagles and it's the Bills.
Yeah.
The Bills are the other team. And in that playoff game, the one against the Chiefs this last year, Josh Allen did it. I think he was 2 for 6 in that game on that attempt.
I think it was not impressive. The one that was that he needed, though. They gave him a terrible spot. Wasn't that what happened?
No. I remember this was a talking point after the game is how he unsuccessfully was able to do it and they kept going left with it. And ultimately, he was not able to pull it off to the degree that
they expected. There was a play in that game where there was a terrible spot.
Well, there was, but that wasn't related to this.
Oh, okay.
But the point is that so you look at the teams that went against it, and it's like, oh, well, so hold on. So the Eagles, they obviously do it well, so not many people in their division or not many people that want to see them succeed are going to vote against it. Like, it's going to be They're fine. But then you look at the teams with the Bills. The Dolphins voted in this. The Patriots voted in this. And the Jets voted in this. Almost imploring the idea that they're encouraging Josh Allen to continue to try the push touch.
I almost wonder, like, what I think is so fun about this is, did you ever watch the show House of Cards?
Yeah, I loved it until I didn't, obviously. I think that's how everyone felt about that show.
For sure. And obviously, Kevin Spacey's arc kind of ended very poorly.
It went on like one or two seasons longer than it needed to.
What I love about this is, like, I think about that scene where he's talking about, like, the whip in the...
He says it like the whip. Yeah, like, he's doing a cool whip.
The whole point of the whip is, like, they whip up votes.
Yeah.
I just picture Nick Sirianni going around and be like, hey, Kevin Stefanski, listen, hey. We will tell you our secret of how to run the tush push if you vote against banning the tush push. Like, him trying to find ways to, like, leverage this. They brought Jason Kelce onto the floor to try to advocate for this. Like, I love the fact that it was like this. Can we get enough votes? Can we not get enough votes? And it missed by just two. I just think that's an awesome scene, and by NFL standards, to sort of picture.
And Jason Kelce, the one today that is getting a bunch of credit for why this ended up not going through and why the tush push is still around for next season. I leave that there. 216-474-92. One analyst says the Cavs should be more aggressive because of the east window that's open. Is that a reason why the Cavs should actually make the push and maybe not be as aggressive as maybe some of you guys want? 216-474-92. It's Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.